Well, hello, my road tripping friends. When we think of things to do and see in Western South Dakota, the biggest of all attractions that come to mind, and deservedly so, are the four presidential faces carved right into Mount Rushmore. But in the areas surrounding the region's largest metropolis, Rapid City, there's an abundance of superb sightseeing to enjoy. The diversity is so impressive, ranging from prairie grassland and intimidating rock formations of the Badlands to the forests and canyons of the Black Hills. Wildlife is plentiful, and we'll have many reliable opportunities to spot animals, large and small. It was home of the Sioux, whose ancestors thrived for thousands of generations with a deep physical and spiritual attachment to the environment. And in our more recent history, this was the frontier of the Wild West, and countless hopeful souls seeking their fortune in gold rushes. Now, to make the most of your time and be sure that you see all of the best places and hear all the important stories, we've divided the region into three easy scenic driving loops. Let me quickly explain what each of these scenic drives is all about, all right? Now, firstly, when you download this tour, it includes everything that you need, all of the tour audio and maps. There is no need to download anything else. The drives are all included in one larger tour. All you have to do is join the route that you're interested in. You don't even have to select your drive. It'll happen automatically. It's easy. The first drive to tell you about is the Black Hills Loop. And if you can, you'll want to dedicate 6 hours, maybe even a full day, to enjoy this drive. It's best to start the drive in either Rapid City or Keystone. Even though you're probably very excited to see it, if you have time, save visiting Mount Rushmore until the end of the loop drive. Make it the place that you finish with, since it's the most spectacular. Along the way, we'll have the opportunity to visit the Crazy Horse Memorial before driving the Needles Highway with its granite spires and narrow tunnels. After entering Custer State Park officially, we'll make our way to join the Custer Wildlife Loop Drive, where buffalo, burros, elk, antelope, and more sightings are common. The approach to Mount Rushmore is along Iron Mountain Road, famous for its tunnels and pigtail bridges, along with some panoramic elevated viewpoints. Complete the loop at Mount Rushmore, of course, and then visit Keystone before heading back to Rapid City. Now, I've described this loop in the counterclockwise direction, which, in my humble opinion, is definitely the best direction to do it. Now, of course, you can drive in the opposite direction if that's a better fit for your itinerary. On our second drive, the rolling hills and prairie grasslands as we approach the Badlands provide no hints of the incredible rock formations and eroding buttes and mounds that lie ahead. I'm not kidding, it is a surreal sight as we view the wall from different areas. We'll see some fantastic viewpoints and places of cultural and pioneering significance. And the story also takes us back millions of years in locations that have been rich in fossil finds. There's a great choice of hikes, from easy quarter-mile boardwalks all the way up to more challenging and steep trails. Around Badlands National Park, we can also stop in the famous Wall Drug, a decommissioned nuclear missile facility and a great example of a rudimentary sod house that early homesteaders called home. In as little as a half day, you can drive the Badlands as a one-way section or as a loop trip from Rapid City. And the third of the scenic drives follows the scenic back road route from Rapid City and going as far as Deadwood, Spearfish, and even all the way to Devil's Tower in Wyoming. And once again, it can be done as a one-way through drive or out and return from Rapid City. Now, this drive includes the 19 miles of the Spearfish Canyon with the 1,000-foot limestone walls and delicate waterfalls. It will also visit what was one of the world's richest gold mining operations at the Homestake Mine in Lead. And no visitor to this area will want to miss the opportunity to visit Deadwood, whose earliest residents included Wild Bill Hickok and Calamity Jane. All right, my friends, I know I've given you a lot of choices. You can enjoy all the best of the area with 2 full days covering 3 amazing drives, or take even longer, spend more time exploring and watching wildlife, and even the attractions of Rapid City. Plus, you'll have me along for the whole ride to make sure we don't miss a thing.